98.1 KZE, Friends Day, brought to you by the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. MK with you and delighted to welcome back to the studio the wonderful Trist Lenoir. Trist, hello.
Hello, darling.
Thank you so much for coming. And this is the most visual Friends Day we've ever had. I feel bad that it's such an audio medium.
Don't worry. We're filming it right now. If you can only see us, we're wearing our big fufu boas that I handmade myself.
How long does it take to handmade something like this?
Lots of hours of watching Dateline.
Okay, Dateline is your preferred. Are you a true crime girly?
Yes.
Okay.
I am. And you will actually, it's funny you say that because a lot of it kind of makes its way into my burlesque acts as well.
How so? How do you incorporate that?
I've definitely shot my lover on stage a few times or axed him in the back. I'm sorry.
Oh, I like that in your interpretations of true crime for burlesque, you are the aggressor. You are the murderer. Yeah.
I'm a Gemini. I don't know if it has anything to do with it.
Oh, me too.
I'm a little nuts. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. When's your birthday?
June 17th.
June 19th. Did we maybe talk about this? We might have.
I don't know, actually. But us Gemini's gals are a little crazy.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, luckily burlesque music and art gives my split personality an outlet because maybe I would be a crazy famous serial killer. I don't know.
I feel like your tagline could be, where does she find the time? Because
I still put my lipstick on, honey.
Truly. I mean, you do so much. You are a musician. You're a DJ. You're a burlesque performer. You have a million different projects going at any given time. I've just learned that you're also a writer. You make boas and you put on your lipstick to do it.
And there's like three layers of this right now: lip liner, lipstick, and gloss.
I am in awe because I barely make it out the door in time for my afternoon radio shift wearing jeans and a t-shirt every day.
Listen, sunglasses and a little red lipstick, honey.
Goes a long way.
That's all you need. That's
goes
all
a long
you
way. So we're doing something a little bit different today because you are a DJ.
Yes.
We were saying, you know, instead of just focusing on your original music, let's talk about your DJ sets too.
Yes, actually, I wanted to kind of focus on some of my favorite burlesque performance songs since we've got this Friday at the Colony, we got the Spring Fever Siren Show, and then Sunday at Jane Street Art Center, I'm going to be modeling for their burlesque drawing class.
That's right.
So we'll talk more about that. But yeah, I wanted to kind of just showcase some of my favorite acts that I've done maybe repeatedly or just what my vibe is. And
yeah.
I feel like these songs definitely capture my vibe and
okay,
my
so
mood.
This is very fun. So what I would love for you to do, if you don't mind, we're going to start off with the Morphine track. Will you tell me a little bit about what you would do to this song? Like what, give us a visual.
So, I mean, sometimes my acts are a little gritty, a little crazy. This one is a little bit more like, it has a little bit more of a classic element to it. And my inspiration was like a lonely lounge starlet creeping through the smoke and the fog, waiting for her lover to call her. And here we go.
Thank you. you see me seeing as you see me walk on past. When there's nothing more I'd like to do than come in close and hear you laugh. Though we haven't even spoken, it's still a senses of rapport. So whisper me your number, I'll call you up at home. Yeah, whisper me your number, I'll call you up at home. Whisper me your number, I'll call you up at home.
KZE Morphine Whisper, chosen by the fabulous Trist Lenoir, our Friends Day guest today. Trista, yes. Tell me, where did your name come from? I don't think I've ever asked you that.
Well, it's funny because when I was working with one of my early producers that I worked with creating, I was actually going through like a dark pop phase of making music. I was trying to make dark pop music.
Sure, sure.
That was like 10 years ago. So the name Trist, I believe stems from the, we got the inspo from the book Lolita.
Okay.
Which is like, you know, controversial, but sure. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Stanley
Kubrick. But it is classic
Kubrick.
Literature.
Yeah. And Stanley Kubrick's film is like, I love his films, mm-hmm. and I always wear the heart-shaped glasses.
Yeah.
And I like older men. I can't help it, you know?
Nick Cave coming for you.
Yeah, right? But, yeah, Trist comes from, you know, it's about just, like, secret rendezvous with mm-hmm. your lovers in the night. And I feel like that kind of sums up what my performances are, especially a lot of the new music I've been writing over the last, like, 5, 6, 7 years, so...
It's a good name. It is like it's a cool and sexy word that does sound like a name.
Thank you.
Yeah. So well done.
Thank you.
You know, also when you were describing your Morphine performance, I kind of had the thought that like burlesque and drag have so much in common.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Something you think about?
Oh yeah, I've had drag performers in my shows before. You know, performers of all types. This Friday we've got a lineup of Sideshow, Pole, Liquid Motion, which is like really amazing, like slow contorted like movements, burlesque, music. We have a duo act happening. I mean, it's just a variety show of all sorts and all kinds. And it's very exciting because I do love when I get my Sideshow performers in.
That's
about that last time.
Yeah, that's this Saturday right at the Colony.
Friday
at the Colony. And that is Spring Fever Sirens. And yeah, so I think you were telling me somebody's going to like eat a sword or something terrifying.
I don't know. You'll have to find out. Something's going to get eaten. It could be someone in the crowd. You never know.
Uh-oh.
if they're lucky, though. So yeah, that's Friday, Spring Fever Sirens at the Colony. And then, yes, Sunday, I'm going to be modeling for Jane Street Art Center in Saugerties around 1 p.m. So if you are an artist out there and you want to come draw me, I'm waiting for you.
And believe me, you do. I mean, just the casual daytime look is already so dynamic and sexy. So
thank
yeah.
you. And I will be bringing one of these boas to the show.
I was gonna
and
ask
to
you
the,
gotta, right?
the class. Yes.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. What are these made out of?
Tulle.
Tulle.
Yes.
I got it.
All handmade, honey.
Gorgeous.
Yes, thank you.
We've got, so we're talking about burlesque, we're talking about DJ sets, and we've been talking quite a bit about Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, so I think we got to play some Nick. What did you choose for us here?
Yes, well, I've done a lot of performances to his music, and I just saw him live in concert, and like I said, I'm still recovering from it.
Yeah.
Where
was that?
That was in Boston. I did a little road trip.
Yeah.
But I chose the song Do You Love Me because... It's one of the, I think it's like one of the early shows I started producing under the name Strange House. Mm. So I remember performing this song up in Albany. So let's give it a whirl.
On that I'd love it till the day that I died.
and tears, my lady of the various sorrows. Some begged, some borrowed, some stolen, some kept safe tomorrow. On an endless night, silver star spangled, the bells from the chapel went jingle, jangle. Beside her, yet I seem so obsolete and small. I found God and all his devils inside her. In my bed she cast the blizzard out. Mock sun blazed upon her head. I so completely filled with light she was, a shadow fanged and hairy and mad. Our love lines grew hopelessly tangled, and the bells in the chapel go their end. I knew before I met her that I would lose her. I swear I made every effort to be good to her. I made every effort not to abuse her. Crazy bracelets on her wrists and her ankles, and the bells in the chapel go jingle.
KZE. Tris LeNoir is my guest in the studio, choosing the tunes as she does so expertly.
Thank you.
Great choice. Have you done a routine to that song?
Yes, I have.
What does that entail?
Well, I'll be honest with you. When I did it, I think I had like an injury, like a leg injury, like from that night. So I had to push through, but I did it.
Yeah.
I think I pushed through with a lot of champagne, which I don't always recommend before you get on stage. But in that case, I think I needed a little.
Can be a double-edged sword having a drink while performing.
Oh, my God.
You got to really, like, find your level.
Yes. I've got my happy balance now. Thank you.
Yeah.
But, I don't know if you'll notice a pattern because, like, I really love classic burlesque, but I know, like, in a past life, I was, like, a little saloon dancer in the Old West, and it was gritty, and it was wild times, and mm-hmm. I feel like I bring that now to my burlesque shows.
I can absolutely see that, yeah.
So, especially with this new album I've been working on, it's, like, very inspired by, like, I don't even know if you would call it grindhouse, but it's like, I've pictured myself always wanting to be like in a David Lynch, like red lounge room with like, you know, smoke on the walls, dirt on the floors. My hair is a little messy. It's not perfect. And
There's a little guy speaking backwards in the corner.
Yes, there's always a guy speaking backwards in the corner, no matter where I go. But
is there always a story aspect to your burlesque, or not always?
Not always, but I'm actually very excited to perform a brand new act for Friday's show, for Spring Fever Sirens at the Colony, and that starts at 9:30 p.m., y'all. Well, doors are at 9:30, gotcha. So get your tickets at eventbrite.com or colonywoodstock.com before they sell out. But yeah, sometimes there's a storyline. Like I said, when I've axed my lover on stage many times. Mm-hmm. When I first started doing burlesque, I was actually performing to a lot of Nine Inch Nails songs.
Yeah.
And the very first burlesque act I ever did was Dazed and Confused by Led Zeppelin.
Ooh.
It was actually for like a 420 burlesque show.
Okay.
And I picked a 7-minute long song to
That's
to debut with. That was very...
That's a lot of time to fill when all eyes are on you.
Yes, and the stage was like this big. It was a little square.
So what'd you do?
Just did it, honey.
Just got up there.
I was totally like, when I got on the stage, I was like, oh, I didn't prepare for such a small stage. I was like, picture this big, lavish stage. I was like, la, 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 la. But it was a tiny little stage.
With slow guitar riffs.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so funny.
We made it work, though. I mean, at one point, I put a belly dancing skirt on. I was shaking it. Like, a lot of props for my first act, but yeah. It was fun.
So this Friday, Spring Fever Sirens, spring themed.
Yes. So it's all like spring inspired. It's fun. It's uplifting. It's colorful. It's silly. You know, the great thing about burlesque is like it combines, definitely you have that classic element, but it's also like really fun and silly and like comedic at times,
yeah.
You know? Excuse me. And what I love too is a lot of couples come, a lot of women are in the audience. Like, it's not like, you know, just men coming out, which think some people have a stigma thinking, oh, it's all just men. No, it's a lot of couples and a lot of women. And I love that because we're all just screaming for each other.
Exactly. I feel like burlesque is very much like a just an inclusive kind of art form.
Yes. Yeah. And it's very empowering, too. Like, I'll be teaching actually a burlesque class May 18th at Hudson Valley Pole doing a dance class. So if any of you listeners want to come out, find your inner burlesque queen, meet me there May 18th. But it's very empowering. And I feel like once I started doing burlesque, it really opened me up to be more comfortable in my skin and be more comfortable as a woman and embrace, you know, your sexuality and whatever, whether it's the way you carry yourself or present yourself and all your curves,
right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And wearing boas at 3 a.m.
I love it. I'm very comfortable in mine. It is warm.
It is warm.
But I am enjoying, it's like a nice, because I lounge anyway.
Yes.
So it's like, it's a nice thing to have on while you lounge.
You're wearing my floofiest one too.
It's very floofy, but it kind of matches my shirt.
It does. Yeah. You see? We planned it out perfectly.
You knew. You
These
always
These are probably
know.
Good in the wintertime. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm excited for the winter burlesque. We have in the studio with us Trist, Where Does She Find the Time, Lenoir. And because you are also a musician among your many talents, we gotta wrap up with one of your original tracks. What do you want to tell us about this one?
So this one is called Bathwater Blues. I literally wrote this for like burlesque performers and for me especially. I've performed this live at my shows. It's gritty, it's sneaky, it's sexy, it's got a harmonica solo in it. My first harmonica solo in one of my original songs.
You played the harmonica?
No, I don't. My writing partner Steve plays it.
Cool.
But yeah, everything, you know, I play bass, I do keys, I play a little guitar now, I'm learning, so
everything but the harmonica.
From the brain.
Right. Trist Lenoir, this is Bathwater Blues on KZE.
Yeah.
98.1 KZE. Trist Lenoir, that is a banger. That's a good one to wrap
up on. Thank you.
Bathwater Blues, and that's a new release?
Yes, it's newer. It's come out less than a year ago, but it is the first song I released for my new album. And I really feel like it kind of wraps around the album as a whole as to what the rest of the songs and vibe is going to be. It's very bluesy, the new album. It's blues, it's grunge, it's dirty, it's sexy, it's dark, it's deep, it's...
Are you gonna?
Crazy emotions.
Is there a chance that when you're ready to release it, you could do like a full album burlesque performance?
It's interesting because I've actually been planning out my stage show, and there definitely are those elements in the show.
Cool.
Like I feel like when I perform my music in general, or even with my music videos I've shot, I'm always having that burlesque element because it's always been in me. I mean, literally ever since I saw like Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman and Poison Ivy as a little girl, like it literally was like I wanted to wear these crazy outfits. I wanted to just be this character.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm not playing a character. It is a part of me, but there's like I said, it's like that Gemini thing, you know? It's like
we contain multitudes.
Yes.
We can't help it. Absolutely.
Yes. So, burlesque, like I said, it's been just so empowering. And now with this new album I'm working on, I definitely have those vibes going for this new album compared to my first two albums, which were more like post-punk, psychedelic, groovy, but a little more, I don't want to say goth, but it definitely had a lot of 80s goth influence.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we're excited to hear the rest.
Thank you.
So this Friday night at the Colony in Woodstock, get your tickets while they last. Spring Fever Sirens.
That's right. Starts at 9:30 p.m. I'm hosting the event. I'm performing in it. Our sponsor, the Red Fox, has donated some amazing gift cards to raffle off, plus other fun things to raffle off, like handmade tassels, perhaps, made by yours truly.
Ooh la la.
Yes.
And then Sunday, of course, Jane Street Art Center.
Yes. 1 to 4, I'll be modeling at Jane Street Art Center. Please sign up. Come draw me. We'll have fun. We'll gab. And I'll bring all my frilly little things.
Trist Lenoir, thank you so much. You were always such a fun guest.
Thank you. And if you want to follow me on Instagram at Trist_official, tristofficial.com. That's where you can find all my upcoming events because I'm all over the place.
All the goodies.
Yes, all the goodies.
Where does she find the time? We got your community bulletin board when we return. One for Miss Trist here, little Stevie Nicks.
Thank you.